Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
I am so excited that for 2024, Your Brand Amplified is proudly sponsored by one of my favorite platforms, Simplified. This AI-driven platform is a game changer for design and video content. With Simplified, I can effortlessly transform lengthy videos, such as my podcast, into engaging, shareable clips and streamline workflows with an intuitive subtitle generator. For designers out there, you can explore the AI-powered image generator, create compelling presentations, and design eye-catching YouTube thumbnails with ease. Revolutionize your creative process at simplified.com with a free trial. Now let's dive into today's guest.
Welcome to Your Brand Amplified, the podcast where we interview marketers, publicists, and brands to learn their stories, what makes them tick, and tips and tricks that make a difference.
It's really funny to me that while I meet people from all over the world on the podcast, I also meet people who live less than a mile away from me. And that is who my guest is today, Eric McHugh. Thank you for being on Your Brand Amplified.
Hi, Anika. Honestly, I'm grateful to be here. Looking forward to the conversation, and thank you so much.
Of course. So I'd love for you to talk a little bit about yourself and your journey into this world of Web3 before we get into what you do now and what Web3 is.
Sure. Now, that's a fun story. Well, nice to meet everyone. Like Anika mentioned, my name is Eric. I'm 30 years old, and I'm blessed to be living in beautiful Los Angeles, California. My main hobbies are chess, Muay Thai, reading anything under the sun, and meditation. I just got back from a 10-day Noble Silence Vinpasa meditation retreat in Joshua Tree, California. So this is my plug. That was a beautiful, transformative experience, completely free. So if that interests you at all, again, highly recommend you check it out. They're centered all around the world. So an amazing experience, to say the least.
I love Joshua Tree. I love hiking and nature and all the things you said. So I will definitely put the link in the show notes, and then I'll have to find out more about it from you.
Yes. The more people do this meditation, I think the better it is for us as a collective. So I'm glad for the link in. And again, can't recommend it enough.
Not to totally digress, but I'm working with a former Zen monk right now.
Oh, that's amazing.
Through his and going through his program so that I can become a master certified coach and help him get his message out to more people, because he's not a marketer. So I love that we're having this conversation. I always get these conversations exactly when I need them, right? To show that this is the path. So
it's,
that makes me even more excited, even though I know we're going to talk about a lot of really cool things and ways that really transform businesses today. But thank you, Eric, first of all, for leading with who you are, not, you know, outside of the construct of work, because that is so important to know who you are and be able to fuse that in everything. So many people lose sight of the fact that you really should be the same person no matter what you're doing, inside and outside of work, inside yourself and outside to what you show to the world. And so just by starting our conversation with that introduction of yourself, you're already showing this to us.
Yeah. And I guess if you want to dive a little bit deeper into that subject, I think authenticity is the key. So I think the universe, God or creator or whomever, I think he bestowed each of us with individual gifts.
Right.
And I think everyone is happiest when they're serving other people. So the best way for me to serve other people is to follow my own gifts, follow my own intellectual curiosity. And wherever that ends up, that's how I can serve other people. So for example, like if you try to be me, you can't beat me at being me. I'm the best in the world at being me. So why would I not do something I'm the best in the world at? But on the flip side, you're the best at the world of being you. So I can't beat you at being you. So if we both follow our individual curiosities wherever it takes us, that's how we can just better serve the collective. Because I think that's what we all want. I think we all want to make a positive influence, whether we know it or not.
Yeah, absolutely. So you talked a little bit about the who, right?
Yeah.
And the being of Eric. So let's move to the doing in the world of work. You've done a lot of different things in digital media. What piqued your interest in that field?
Yeah, so I went to UCI and I interned in Barcelona and Washington, D.C. as a project manager and a government affairs consultant, which was it was just more of a funny experience because they're just such polar opposite work cultures and you can learn a lot. Like in Barcelona, you show up at 10 a.m., you're the first one there in sandals. Washington, D.C., you show up at like 8:30, full suit and tie, full humidity, and you're the last one there. My first job out of college, and again, like right out of college, like, I need to get a job. What do I do? Let's just start applying places. And I'm 30, so at the time, Fang or like Facebook, Amazon, Google, they were the hot spots as well as consulting. So I'm like, what do I really want to do? Let's just mass apply at Google, Facebook, and all that places. So I got into Google. Ooh. I got into Snap as well. I chose Snap for two particular reasons. First is the location. It's in Venice Beach. So they knew something really cool too. It's like they don't just, at the time, they didn't have one big campus. They purchased a bunch of different properties on the boardwalk. So it'd be different houses. So you'd be working, you'd walk around Venice Beach boardwalk, beautiful summer day, and you'd work in different work pods in different locations. So that was a great learning experience. And the second reason I chose Snap was because it was right before their IPO. Obviously, I joined late, so I didn't get any like equity, but I wanted to see what it was like with a company going through that transition process. It was fun, by the way. And after that ended, I'm like, okay, I need to get a 9-to-5 job. What's next? Consultancy seems like the good choice. So I joined as a bankruptcy consultant.
Wow.
Long story short, if a company is going bankrupt, like a Fortune 500 company goes bankrupt, they have a lot of debt. They have to move around. So the lawyers, the courts, and the consultants work together to ensure everyone's getting paid. But this is what kicked off my journey as an entrepreneur. Because at that point in time, I was heavily researching Bitcoin, and that mind virus was taking over. So I'm just like it was the point in time where like I'm reading everything I can get my hands on, all the podcasts, all my friends are getting into it, which didn't align with the ethos of the bankruptcy consulting firm.
Mm.
And don't get me wrong, the consultants, like everyone there was kind, like everyone was smart. Like it was a good firm. Like there's a, in terms of consulting firms, there's like a ping pong table and nap room. So it was relatively chill, but it was more of a systematic issue. So during a bankruptcy consulting, there's tiers of creditors, like tier one, tier two, tier three, tier four. Tier one gets paid first, tier two gets paid second, tier four gets paid last. Me, you, our mom, our dad, any normal people, we're always in tier four, so we get pennies on the dollar. So as a consultant firm, normally the client will bill out from profits, which I think is fine, but we're billing out a bankrupt company who needs that money to pay back from creditors, effectively making the pool smaller for everyone who's supposed to get paid back,
right?
Which didn't exactly align with my ethos at the time. So I quit that job. I'm like, okay, well, I know I'm going to work in crypto. How do I get started? And it was funny, like old-fashioned networking actually worked for me. I'm like, okay, let's just go to cryptocurrency meetups, see where that leads me. And then I met the original ShopX team at a one in Long Beach. We've been building ShopX since then. We had a side tangent startup as well called Carp River Pollenly. It got VC funded by incubator called Science Inc. And so what that did is it replaced affiliate codes for e-commerce brands. So if you're a brand, you're on Shopify, you can download our app, you can upload your products to our database, and then any customer could sell any brand's product from a singular link. Oh. So just like TikTok shops did recently, we did that before on Instagram. So that was a cool thing. The main benefit for me from being at Science Inc. is the incubator. So an incubator is basically a startup classroom. So like next to our desk was another startup, next to another startup. We were right next to Liquid Death, like right when they got launched. So as a learner, I was very fortunate to be in that environment and got to interview, have lunch with like a ridiculous amount of founders at different stages of their career.
Nice.
So the amount of like tips and just like, I'm like, hey man, what worked best for you? What do you do? And they're obviously happy to tell. So like as a young, I guess, professional, what I call it, being absorbing that amount of knowledge was insanely valuable.
Yeah.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at 3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
So. And now you hold a dual role, president at ShopX Labs.
Yes.
And then also dating.
Yes. So this again goes back to the role of follow your intellectual curiosity and everything, just like the universe presents opportunities when they're ready. Just like you're, I guess, encountering like people in meditation, the same exact thing happened to me with ShopX and Dating. Dating is more of a new startup. ShopX has been around for years. So the why behind, and I think the why is very important because I think intention in whatever you do is very important. And my overall goal is to spread positivity. So the why behind ShopX is I would like to live a nice, peaceful life. I felt that was more difficult if I viewed the money system as being corrupt. Mm. This originally led me to gold and physical silver as a solution to that. Then that led me to Bitcoin as the next evolution of that. And ShopX is a way for me to onboard people into that ecosystem at scale.
Yeah.
So what ShopX is, it's the Apple of Web3. Long-term, we're going to be a suite of products for Shopify or WooCommerce brand to download our app and then enter the Web3 space and offer their customers incentives for them to enter the Web3 space. Okay. So right now, we have two products live. The first is ReserveX, and that's our NFT-powered loyalty program. So if you're a brand, you're on Shopify or WooCommerce, you can download our app. And then directly within the app with no coding expertise... You can launch your own NFT smart collection as an e-commerce brand.
Wow.
And then you can program an e-commerce benefits for your customers to purchase that NFT. Okay. So for example, if Nike were to launch a gold, silver, bronze style pass collection, the gold pass holders get the product A for free. Silver pass holders get product A for 50% off. Bronze pass holders can get product A for just before everyone else. So this offers an incentive for the customers into the space. So like, yes, they want the e-commerce benefit. They interact with the technology. They get the NFT, whether they know it's an NFT or not. That's a 0-1 moment for a lot of people. That's going well. I mean, our biggest client is Fox Studios, but I personally like working with the long tail brands. Like Fox is using us for their new show, Capopolis. If you're a Crab Chicken holder, you get early access to content. You get merch. Your Crab Chicken may show up in the show. We've also had startups use it as a way for crowdfunding. I mean, like they had an audience, but no product yet. They launched an NFT collection pass prior to the release of their product. The people purchased the pass because they supported the creator. They then had money to start their small business. And more importantly, they also had a customer base ready to go once the product shipped. And so that, I think that was incredibly valuable. And in ShopX, we believe in working holistically and in powerful relationships, not forceful ones. So this ties into the ethos of our second product, which is SquadX. So this is the first ever blockchain-based ambassador program. Just like Twitter pays its creators in Ethereum or pays its creators in USD from their ad revenue, we pay our community for helping our ecosystem grow from our ReserveX revenue.
Yeah.
So let's say a brand like Nike sells one pass for $100. They get control over 95% of the funds. If they're working with an influencer or an agency, they can program in their wallet right into the smart contract to ensure everyone gets paid automatically. ShopX earns 5%. And half of that we share with our community for helping our ecosystem grow. And this, I think this first off, it's better to give than receive. If you give $20 versus asking $20, obviously giving just feels much better. But this also creates tons of positive energy around the ShopX brand because as we get more and more brands, the ambassadors are getting paid Ethereum. So they're just posting about it, like, okay, this is kind of cool. And then they're going on brands' pages and saying, hey, you should use ShopX. You should use, here's the reason. Here's our deck. Here's the videos. And then from the sales standpoint, I can take their authentic content Mm-hmm. I go on LinkedIn and just send this to the whole company and like, hey, I can help you out with this. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times that does result in a call, because if you want to go for a brand, the best way to get them is to get groundswell through their customers.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So in terms of powerful relationships, and I think this is an important thing if you are designing software, creating a product, powerful relationship is sustainable because both parties are benefiting. A forceful relationship is not sustainable because one party wins, one party loses. So in the ShopX ecosystem, we're like, okay, who are the parties involved and how do we ensure everyone wins? The brand wins. They get higher conversions, higher customer loyalty, word about marketing, they get revenue, they get a bunch of stuff. The brand's customer wins because they get e-commerce benefits and it's a voluntary system. You wouldn't join unless you're winning. ShopX wins because we earn revenue. Our brand grows. We get to help more people. It's a win for us. Our community wins because they get paid Ethereum. They're happy. All they're doing is posting. They're giving us referrals. They're very happy. The crypto community wins as a whole because we're onboarding more people in the space. And this solves two issues with crypto right now, which one being the UI is not good, and B, the incentive center of the space is pretty much non-existent for most people. So they win. And I would say the world wins because I think Bitcoin is better for us all. So we're onboarding people in the space. That wins. And I would say future generations win too, because again, we're building a better world, more free markets. So I think that's good for everyone. It's a brief summary of ShopX. Do you have any questions? All right, before I jump into dotting?
Yeah, I do. Well, I think there's a lot of mystery still around Bitcoin, right? And cryptocurrency and Web3 and NFTs. And you see a lot of articles that talk about how things are failing, or like this system went down or that system went down, or somebody paid this much money for an NFT and now it's worth zero. So can you demystify some of that? And I think the way that you're putting this ecosystem together is a lot different than those use cases that we hear in the media. But I want people to have a very clear understanding of just demystifying the whole concept and talking about how this is going to continue being more beneficial.
Yeah, no, and I'm happy to do that because honestly, I think I may be the perfect person to do that. As a company that brings Web2 brands into the Web3 space, dealing with like a C-level executive, like a 56-year-old person who's not into the Web3 space, trying to convince them to join,
right. We
have to learn how to perfect that pitch and just kind of separate the bad crypto from the good crypto. So I can start off just by giving a brief explanation on the differences of the webs and how they benefit the end user. So Web 1, I would say, think of it as read only. So on Web 1, you can just go online, you can read stuff, which is great. Web 2, let's frame it as Instagram, social media, Facebook, or anything along those lines to make it easier. So in Web 2, you can read, you can write, but you can't own. So I can write an Instagram post. You can read that Instagram post. Instagram owns that Instagram post, meaning they can sell our data. They can cancel us at any point in time. So that's the issue there. In Web 3, it's read, write, and own. So not only can you create content, you can read content, but you can also own the content. So my area of expertise is obviously e-commerce. So let's say I were to write an NFT collection. I then gift you the NFT. You buy it, or I gift it to you, or whatever. It's in your hands. There's now a connection between me and you. Mm-hmm. So I can continuously add value to you. Let's say in the terms of like I'm an e-commerce brand, I can continuously add products, benefits in real life events. And the thing is, it's your NFT, so I can't take it away from you. The government can't take it away from you. Instagram can't take it away from you. So for Web 3, and I like to joke that Web 4 is a combination. It's like a Ready Player One type of vibe, where like it's a AR, VR, metaverse, crypto, everything tied into one. I'd say Web 5 is everyone just has enough of this, and they're just like, okay, we're going back outdoors. So, yeah. So NFTs and crypto are a core tenant of Web 3. Mm-hmm. And what an NFT is, and for Web3 to be successful, it has to be done completely in the background, meaning like my mom has to take out her phone, she goes tappity tappity tap, or she gets her e-commerce benefit, the merchant gets paid. They don't even need to know that crypto is happening in the background. And I think that's what we're building to. And honestly, we're not there yet. We're right at the beginning stages.
Yeah.
So right now, and I've been dealing with this too, like, because we talk with a lot of brands where they're like, okay, aren't like 95% of NFTs scams? I'm like, well, yes, they are. Do I care about like a, because it's factual. Like, you know, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, do I care about like a $500,000 monkey? Not particularly. So this is where ShopX, we differentiate between an ENFT and a regular NFT. So NFT stands for non-fungible token, meaning it's just digital scarcity. And a lot of the NFTs in the space are all based on hypeware. And a lot of stuff goes in the background for a normal NFT, like people in the background are pumping the price specifically to dump on the retail audience. So unfortunately, that happens. It's weeding itself out. I think it's just kind of a necessary part of like an ecosystem growth.
Yeah.
But with ShopX, where we differentiate is our NFTs have e-commerce utility. So people don't buy the NFTs for a potential raise in price.
Mm-hmm.
They buy the NFTs for the immediate e-commerce value that they get from the NFTs. And a potential raise in price may happen in the future. Like, and I think this is the cool concept too. It's like if a brand, like let's say I buy an NFT for like a smaller brand,
mm-hmm.
they become a Nike, like the next Nike in like 20 years. Because I bought it early, that theoretically should raise the price. So mm-hmm. good for me. And it's my NFT. So if I want to sell it for profit, I can totally do so. And mm-hmm. as a brand, you can also program a royalty. So every time someone sells an NFT, you get kept in that loop. So it just creates a better ecosystem.
Yeah.
And on top of that, it's like, let's say I'm an artist. I launch an NFT. It's my first concert. Like five people go, you, my mom, my dad, just close friends and family. So like, okay, now there's a connection between me 20 years down the line. I know who my original fans are. I know my core audience. It's like, okay, you were supporting me early. Here's some autographed merch. Here's Coachella tickets. Here's a bunch of stuff because you were there and we have that connection now.
Wow. That was the most clear explanation I've ever heard. So thank you. I think that everybody listening will be able to really see how this could be useful.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
And I also wanted to ask, because I do hear you have like Klarna and you have shop.com and you have all these different websites now where you can go on and see a whole bunch of different brands or like Instagram or TikTok or whatever and see a lot of different brands and purchase. So do you think that Web3 also is the next evolution of like websites themselves really won't be places where people don't have to go purchase on a Nike website? They'll be able to go just into ShopX or they'll be able to go into one of these other ecosystems and just shop that way instead. So that if I said I want to get a new pair of green hiking shoes, then I can look at five different brands, you know, in one app that are all highly rated and then purchase instead of having to go research each one of their individual websites.
Yeah, it's funny. Actually, you hit on one of ShopX's future products.
Oh, okay.
Which is SourceX. So we're in proof of concept mode right now. We have our deck and we started developing on it. So what that is, it attaches a ENFT to each individual product SKU. So if Nike has a million products, each individual product has an ENFT attached to that that follows the product for your lifetime.
Okay.
So think of it like the Matrix in that scene where Neo summoned all the guns. You can do that with individual products. So let's say Nike were to do that. They have a million products. Adidas did that too. Everyone does that. And now there's all those products are sort of the blockchain and anyone can sell any product at any point in time. So there's multiple benefits for that too. It's like, let's say for the Nike example, I purchase a Nike shoe, I get the ENFT attached with that. I sell it once, twice, three times. Nike gets all that data as a brand. They can program in royalties, which is good for them. But on the flip side, and it goes back to like the review thing, it's like, I can trace that product now back to the Nike factory store. So if you're dealing with authenticity issues, it solves this. And in Web4, we're talking about the metaverse. This is the perfect transition for that into the metaverse. Like, for example, I buy a product in real life. I get the shoe or glasses or whatever. There's an ENFT attached to that. So that means there's a digital scarcity attached to that. There's a one-of-one. My metaverse avatar gets that. and let's say Nike's doing a collaboration with Snoop Dogg or whatever, that NFT can give me token gated access to Snoop's lounge in the metaverse. So there are plenty of collaborations around there. But on the flip side, if I purchase something in the metaverse, I purchase my glasses, I can claim that with the NFT as well. And I could go to the Nike store and I can claim the product in real life.
Wow.
So yeah, and you as an affiliate, just like the Karpov concept where everyone could sell anyone's product, you could sell anyone's NFT at any point in time and earn a set commission based on the brand. And this creates like a system where everyone wins. Like you could go on the Nike website, but they can also sell like whatever other NFTs as well. It doesn't have to be winner or take all. It's like, okay, this person may want a Nike product, but they may want this running shirt that accompanies the Nike product. Or they may want to partner with Gatorade and just sell stuff on their website like that too. And NFT would be the source of all that.
Wow.
I see that's years off. And this is just because we're dealing with this personally right now. It's like integrating that with this whole, because that's a lot of issues too, like supply chain. I'm not sure if you're aware, but there's an issue with barcodes, meaning you could scan a barcode for my laptop and it can show up as like a chair or something because there's not enough. So you can replace barcodes with NFT. So it tracks all the data for life. But for that to happen, and we're working with like cool companies on doing this, but you have to bake that into the supply chain as well. So uplifting a company's supply chain, that takes time, that takes resources, they have to be ready. So that's just something we're building on in the future, and hopefully it works. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. We'll find out.
Cool. All right. That's awesome. Thank you. Okay, now what is Data Ing?
Okay, so Data Ing is the first ever AI-powered matchmaking service. And the connection between Data Ing and ShopX is I was on a ShopX podcast tour a while back. And I went on this one called The Crypto Economy with this dude named Mark. And then he's the present CEO of Data Ing. So we stayed in touch after the podcast. All of a sudden, this random AI-looking thing started following me. I'm like, what is this? And then we got a phone call. I'm like, okay, this is kind of funny. Then we just started working on it together. And so what Data Ing is, the first ever AI-powered matchmaking service. My why behind that is I view good, positive relationships as essential for human happiness. And I think social media, dating apps, they create a disconnect and honestly just have a negative effect on that so far. So the difference between Data Ing and a regular dating app is our intention is to put users in the position to succeed, which is the opposite of what normal dating apps do. So if you think about it logically, there are many issues with dating apps, but let's use Tinder as an example, but you can extrapolate that to pretty much all the apps. The first is the top 5% of users get access to everyone on the app, and that creates a skewed marketplace. The second issue is it's all physical based. Let's be real, like Tinder's hotter now. Like you just look at a face, yes, no, depending on like a less than half a second interaction, you already make a judgment on people. And this creates like the paradox of choice issue where it's like, I have 100 options, I can't pick one. And then you get zero. And the third issue, and I think this is a more interesting one, is the incentives of the company. So again, if you think about logically, let's say Tinder matches a happy couple. What does that couple do? They hopefully take it out. They hopefully delete Tinder.
Right.
But what happens to Tinder? They lose a paying customer. And if they're owned by Match.com, they have to choose, do I please the shareholders or do I please the customer? They chose the shareholders. And so what Tinder and most dating apps need to do is they need to rely on something called churn marketing, which is essentially, it's just keeping you on like a cycle. So that's why so many people, I delete the app, I download the app, I delete the app, I download the app again. So that's where they're making their money. So that's the incentive. And what Dating is, we fix that. So what we do is we auto-generate a profile for you based on your digital footprint. And then we create matches based on their digital footprint. So let's say, for example, I'm Eric, I go on the app, I link my social media, I get a profile based on my digital footprint, and then I get shown three matches, Ashley, Kimberly, Jane.
Okay.
I only get three matches, so I can't just endlessly scroll. That's good, because I want to learn more about the individual person, because I think that's more important if you want like a good relationship.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, tell me more about Jane. Oh, she also went to a four-year university. You did too, you guys may match. Oh, she's the youngest according to her Facebook. You're the oldest according to your Facebook. Wait. Our pattern recognition software says that's good. Great. Oh, you both follow the same people on YouTube? That's also good. Oh, on Instagram, you both go to national parks? Oh, you guys might be a match. Oh, did you know you guys both follow this one obscure artist on Spotify? No? Oh, did you know they have a concert coming up for the next month? Would you like me to suggest a date with Jane? It does that. Oh. Jane and I, we go on that date. It goes well. We get married, we have two kids or whatever, and then the app can function as a dating butler. So it's like, okay, Eric and Jane, you guys haven't been out of the house in 3 months. We recommend you go on a date. Here's a childcare service.
Nice.
Okay, great. Oh, the place you went on your third date, it's having a half off sale on ice cream or whatever. Maybe you should go there. And then it just kind of helps us from there. So I think the first stage of the company, and we're also building out AR and VR just because I personally think Apple's following, like the VR set, I think right now it's following the method of the iPhone where at first it was clunky, expensive. I was like, I'm not going to ever buy that. It's too rich. Uh-huh. It looks stupid. But then like 10 years down the line, everyone has an iPhone. So I think they know what they did for that. I think they're just copying that. So we'll have a VR section as well. But yeah, dating is just a really easy market to just work with just because it's broken for a lot of people and it does solve a lot of problems for that. Yeah. But long-term, it can be a community app as well. So it can be like, hey, find me five people within my local area, right? To Muay Thai, who both follow meditation people on Instagram that would like to try this new taco place. And they can build communities that way.
Then that's kind of like Friendster back in the day. Like, I still have friends who, because they saw me on Friendster, they were searching for like women between these ages who live in this geographic area and like these activities. And then people come up, right? And so I still have a girlfriend from those days who was like, oh, you like drinking wine and boogie boarding? Let's meet up for breakfast. And she's still one of my best friends. That was like 20 years ago.
Oh, that's awesome. Also, that's the fun combo.
Yeah.
Wine and boogie boards.
Not like, together, okay, not at the same time. So taking it back to like what social media was supposed to do in the beginning, right? Which is really help create connections, help you keep in touch with people. Like my family lives all over the world. My mom lives in Thailand. So social media is a great way for us to keep in touch and being able to communicate via Messenger and stuff like that on a daily basis and see what she's doing. And I feel like we've gotten away from so much of that. And it's just a sales tool, or people just are showing this life that may or may not be authentic in the real world.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Plus it also creates that whole comparison aspect where it's like now, like every like person in a small town is like, who do I compare myself to? Not my neighbors, not my friends. I'm comparing this to like some multimillionaire celebrity who's probably not even happy in the first place.
Right.
Where it's like, yeah.
Wow.
Like, it was important, though. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I think technology itself is, I view all technology as neutral, whereas, like, there's a positive spin around it and a negative spin around it. So my thing on dating is, like, I know a lot of people are doom and gloom about AI. It's like, okay, maybe the Terminator comes and hacks the world and everything goes fine. But, like, no, let's build some positive ways around it. And the positive will eventually outweigh the negative. But social media has that too. Like you said, it's a great, like, for example, like my family in Pittsburgh, none of them are on social media, but we keep in contact with Facebook.
Yeah.
So it's like, it helps with that. But of course, from the positives come some negatives. So.
Yeah. From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
But I think having people like you involved, and I interviewed Manoj Agarwal a few weeks ago, who lives in Vancouver. He's part of Startup Vancouver. He's been in AI for over 20 years, has 4 patents. And he was so optimistic about AI and the future of it and how it can help people. And I just loved having that conversation because I was like, he's been in it since the beginning. He's worked with Microsoft and all these companies when they were first starting to think about AI and the capabilities. And if he can be that optimistic and he can see the positive outcomes that will happen for everybody out of it, then I'm going to reframe all the things that you read about, right? And see and look to, okay, what is the very best use case? And yeah, of course, there's always going to be somebody who is nefarious and there are always bad actors. But if there are more people who are working positively to make and create change and use it as a tool to show people this isn't something to be scared of, this is something to embrace and here are the reasons why, then that's such a beautiful thing.
Yeah, no, and I love that mindset because it is a positive thing. Like if you think about AI at its core, it's really good at pattern recognition. So it can help humanity in so many ways. Like for example, it could scan your medical records. It's like, okay, because of my pattern recognition ability, these type of people develop this type of disease, which no one made that connection before. We recommend that you check this out. It can also unleash the creativity of a lot of people too. It's like, for example, like I'm not the best designer, I'm not the best copywriter, but let's say I have a business idea that's really good. It's like, okay, AI, how can I leverage my skills to add value to the world? Can you create me 50 logos? Mm. All right, like logo B, make it more clean, make it happier, make it more purple. Great. Mm. Oh, can you create me an email campaign? You think it'll work? Let's try it. Let's blast it out. So not only will that help with me, but let's say it's like a random kid in India who doesn't have access to resources, but now he has access to OpenAI. He can do that. He can build his website. He can do everything on the back end. And then he can just kind of run his own business and add value to the world, which he wouldn't have been able to do in the past because of the time. It's just like you're a kid in India. Like, how do I find a graphic designer? You can't. How do I write a copywriter? You can't. How do I code a website? You can't. But if he has that idea, he can now just put it on paper. And if it fails, it fails. If it works, it works. But at least he has the option to do it. And I think people are overall, my view on people is despite what's being pushed, and we can go into this, like the whole vibrational energy thing, despite what's being pushed, I think most people are just trying to live a good life. I think they're trying to help each other. So we innate empower the average person to do that. I think more people than not will use AI and will use technology to add good to the world. So I'm very optimistic about the future. I think it's going to be great.
Fantastic. And I just want to give a little pitch here because one of my show sponsors and a tool that I use is PitchDB, which is an AI tool that helps you pitch podcasts and events for speaking and find journalists, but it matches kind of like the dating dataing, right? You upload your profile and then you can match yourself to different podcasts, for instance, and it'll use the keywords to create a perfect pitch because we met through PodMatch and sometimes people don't give me the best pitches on PodMatch. And so if that work can be cut out for them, and then it goes a step further where they're creating this women's initiative in South America, and they're helping women get better jobs by hiring them to learn the Done For You service. So when people go to PitchDB and say, I want Done For You, now these women know the ecosystem and, you know, and some men. And we just had a call this week about that because I'm like, I have a project in Ghana, so I want to take this there. I have another friend who has a project in Kenya and Tanzania and one in Egypt. So the four of us got on the phone and just talked about, okay, once you're done with your pilot, let's get this to other women in different parts of the world so they can also have a livelihood. And so the power of AI and this functionality is just, it's going to create just a better ecosystem where people aren't worried about how they're going to have money for food or for a place to live, right?
Yeah, it gets people out of the survival mindset into the abundant mindset. Because you can create when you're in survival. You can build something like, okay, I don't have a roof red. But if you're in the abundance mindset, that's when you create. That's when the magic happens. And the cool thing is, and this is part of the reason I love going on podcasts so much, is I think of everything in terms of energy, frequency, vibration. So for me, it's a chart. Like if you're saying I'm sad, you're angry, you're happy, you're joyous, you're peaceful, you're saying I'm vibrating at a different level. So shame is the lowest, anger, fear, pride, like hate, they're below 200. But if you're above 200, so if you're below 200, that's when you're taking energy. So when you talk to someone, you're just like, I'm kind of drained. That's what's happening. But if you're above 200, that's when you're giving energy. So I guess my inner purpose, I think everyone has the same inner purpose. Mm-hmm. And that inner purpose is to raise your own level of consciousness. And the cool thing is, as I raise my own level of consciousness, it raises those around me and it raises those around them and it raises those around them. So it creates a nice positivity upward spiral.
Exactly.
So, and I think AI helps with that. Like, for example, like I'm also going to check out that service you recommended. But yeah, like
I'll send you a link afterwards.
Yeah, please do. Everything's just coming together right at the right point in time.
Exactly.
Where everything's just going to work out. And I also want to frame something like that vibrational scale. Mm-hmm. It's like when you're between the levels of 100 to 200. So that's like anger, fear, hate. That's when people are most programmable or most likely they're most controllable at that levels. So if you think about why social media, why media always pushes those levels of, I guess, like vibration. Mm-hmm. I think there's a reason for that. But again, like, what you see on the news is 99% negative, but it's like 90% positive. So you gotta realize that line, you know.
Yeah, we could go off on so many tangents here because what you just said resonates with me so much about certain like politicians and yeah, certain celebrities and just the way that they act in the world and the kind of energy that they're trying to attract is not positive. And it's about the people that they are attracting are very programmable and do believe whatever they're saying, whether it's reality or not. So we could go on for hours.
Oh, I'm sure we could actually.
But I'm going to have you on the USC Mediascape Insights from Digital Changemakers podcast next. So for those of you who are listening to Your Brand Amplified who haven't also listened to that podcast, please do. And I'll be launching a third one about Zen Zone Mastery very soon as well, which kind of takes everything I learned from branding and that I want to teach people about branding, but in the way that I've been wanting to put it out in the world. Because for me, brand really is knowing who you are authentically inside and then using that and portraying yourself outwardly with that same frequency and vibe. So I'm having so much fun and I can't wait to have another conversation with you, Eric. I also have a lot of students going through the master's program who do influencer work or affiliate work. So I'm going to have to like have another conversation with you to learn more about that ecosystem. But if there's one or two things that you want people to take away from this conversation about Web3, about NFT, about blockchain and crypto, what would those be?
So crypto, Web3, I think it's the future. Long term, it's going to be here. It's going to be done in the background. But crypto can be looked as a double-edged sword. Oof. Meaning with ownership comes responsibility. So I would recommend you learn how to take control of your assets. So like if you do lose your crypto, if you lose your NFT, it's not like you get the benefits of ownership. But you also can call it, it's your responsibility to take care of it of yourself. So you have to learn the proper methods on securing, storing, and however you want to do that. The best way to get started is just to get some skin in the game. So for example, if you're completely new to crypto, you want to learn more, you don't really have any incentive to do that right now. So maybe you go on Coinbase, buy like $5 worth of Bitcoin. You have some Bitcoin, you're much more likely to learn then. Oh. And of course, in the crypto ecosystem, there's no shame. Well, in any ecosystem, there's no shame in asking questions. So if you don't know something, ask somebody who does, and they'll be more than happy to help you.
Nice. And I have two last questions. The first is, what is the easiest way for people to follow you, learn more if they want to reach out and learn more about the projects and the work that you're doing?
Yeah, so my intention for this is I want to be as helpful as possible. So if you have any questions, just want to talk, reach out anytime. If you want to learn more about ShopX or Web3 e-commerce, the best place would be our site, shopx.co, shopx.co. If you're interested in dotting, so the first ever AI-powered matchmaking service, it's dating.io. But if you want to reach out to me personally, or if you want help with anything, or you think I can help you with anything, or like resume, or just want to talk about anything, my Instagram is Eric D. McHugh, ericdmchugh. And I love meeting cool people, so feel free to reach out.
Fantastic. And I'll link those in the show notes. And then I'm sure you have many, but I always ask guests for their favorite or whatever's resonating with them right now. Quote, mantra, family motto, poem, verse, whatever words are coming to you.
As above, so below, as within, so without. So what that essentially means is your outer world is just a reflection of the inner world. If you want a positive outer world, how do you change that? You have to change your mindset on the inside, because whatever happens in your inner world will eventually be reflected in the outer world. Like, think about it this way. You look at yourself in the mirror, you want to change the reflection. You can't change the mirror if you change yourself.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for this amazing conversation. And thank you to all of my listeners and people who are watching this episode, who are listening or watching this fantastic discussion, not just on the future of the internet and Web 3 and 4 and 5 and 6, perhaps, but also on life and living a good life. And I'll just leave it there for everybody to ruminate on. With that, I will be back again with another amazing guest on the next episode.
Want more? Check out amplifywithannika.com or follow me on socials at amplifywithannika.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
As we close out today's episode, I want to thank Simplified again for making it possible. For all marketers and creators out there, Simplified is your ally in effortlessly crafting on-brand content with a design and video AI. Discover how AI can enhance your creative process at simplified.com. Start for free and elevate your content game. Thanks for listening, and here's to your next creative breakthrough.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.